The practical effect of Mr. Lee's defection from Mr. Johnson was limited, however, because the government would fall only if it were defeated in a confidence motion. But in a moment, weighty with symbolism, Mr. Lee walked across the floor of the House of Commons and sat beside Joe Swinson, the leader of the Liberal Democrats, as the Prime Minister was speaking about the recent Group of Seven summit. Mr. Lee accused Mr. Johnson of pursuing a damaging withdrawal from the European Union in unprincipled ways and of putting lives and livelihoods at risk. Mr. Lee's break with the Tories was most likely just the first of many. On Tuesday night, Downing Street began pressing ahead with plans to discipline those rebels who voted against the government, moving to expel them from the Conservative Party. Those who defied the government included two former chancellors of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond and Kenneth Clark, and Nicholas Soames, the grandson of Winston Churchill. That could threaten Mr. Johnson's ability to manage day-to-day business in Parliament, underscoring the need for a new election. The extent of the Tory civil war was on full display as several of Mr. Johnson's conservative critics, including Mr. Hammond, lobbed hostile questions at him, making it plain that they had not been brought back into line by threats of expulsion from the party. Opponents of a no-deal Brexit argue that leaving the bloc without a deal, as Mr. Johnson has promised to do, if no agreement is reached, would be catastrophic for the British economy. Many experts say it could lead to shortages of food, fuel, and medicine, and wreak havoc on parts of the manufacturing sector that rely on the seamless flow of goods across the English Channel. Leaked government reports paint a bleak picture of what it might look like. Mr. Johnson says he needs to keep the no-deal option on the table to give him leverage in talks in Brussels, because an abrupt exit would also damage continental economies, if not as much as Britain's. The Prime Minister appealed to his own lawmakers not to support what he called Jeremy Corbyn's surrender bill, a reference to the leader of the opposition Labour Party. "It means running up the white flag," he said. Mr. Johnson also claimed to have made progress in talks with European Union leaders, although his own Brexit secretary, Stephen Barclay, on Monday gave a much less rosy assessment of the state of negotiations. Britain's main demand is for the European Union to ditch the so-called Irish backstop, a guarantee that the bloc insists it needs to ensure that goods flow smoothly across the Irish border, whatever happens in trade negotiations with Britain. Mr. Johnson said he planned to visit Dublin next week for talks with his Irish counterpart, Leo Varadkar. Conservative rebels believe Mr. Johnson is more interested in uniting Brexit supporters behind him ahead of a general election than in securing an agreement in Brussels.